Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
There are the Scorps and No One Like You, 96.3 KKLZ, hits of the 80s and more, where you can grab your share of $150,000. The Grand in Your Hand contest already had our first winner this morning.
Yes.
It was Carl Scheib, and when he answered the phone and found out he won $1,000.
Holy cow. Holy crap. Oh, thank you so much. That's just amazing. I never thought this would happen.
Nobody does. But when you enter that's the so contest, cool. Make sure you pick up the phone.
Yeah, listen, because if somebody doesn't pick up, they have to move on to the next person. So you'll luck out, man.
If you see a weird number calling you at about 5:25 in the morning.
I know.
That might be your call.
Yeah, so. I know. Everybody's paranoid now. I got another friend request from... Ah, jeez. What's with the Facebook thing?
I don't know. You know what? Ready to bail.
You know what? I talked to a friend about it last night. I am, too. I'm telling you. I love Facebook for what it is and being able to keep in touch with those people and family members and all that. But what?
I don't know.
Come on.
Do I put my thumb on?
No, thumb. Jeez. No thumb, Mike. No thumb.
You know what? It was
no thumb. No middle finger. No pinky. Nothing. No. Well, middle finger, sure, maybe. But don't put it on there.
You know, the weekend. Jody and I went out of town for the weekend down in Southern California. Had a great weekend, and I know you did a staycation here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was quite nice.
Which everybody needs to do every once in a while. Live in the entertainment capital of the world. It's always a lot of fun.
You forget, too, sometimes. You just forget. You take this city for granted. You really do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, we just live here. And somebody who moved here recently that I know pointed out the fact that it's like, this city is larger than life.
Yeah.
And when you're not in it, you know, when you're in it, you tend to forget. And you do. You do. It was great.
Good.
It was great. And I saw Barry Manilow again. God, I love
you. Wow.
I know.
Not once.
I know.
So does that make you a Fanaloo now?
I know. One more and I'm a Manalooney, I think. So,
you're something. I don't know what you are,
but
you're something.
Oh, I am.
All right. Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the upper 70s. Low 80s tomorrow. Only 57 this morning. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
Steve Perry says he has no plans to do this ever again.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll find out what that is, plus some other stories after REM losing My Religion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
CBS will do a talent competition show. They're getting into the ring. Lots of them out there. It's called The World's Best. James Corden will be hosting. Very cool. Judges Drew Barrymore, Faith Hill, and RuPaul.
Huh.
Interesting. Interesting batch of judges. It will be a spirited show, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's a cross-section of experience.
Yes,
everything else.
And personalities, and wow, and styles.
I can't even imagine
RuPaul.
How they came up with those.
You guys just flip coins?
Final three?
Let's see. Boy, here's the list of ours. Close your eyes, point.
Who didn't make the cut?
I love Drew Barrymore, but Drew... What? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. All right. We'll just draw from a hat. Whatever.
Wow.
I know. Drew Barrymore, Faith Hill, RuPaul. I get James Corden hosting.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, then.
That's where it stops.
Oh, man. If you had plans to see Ozzy Osbourne anywhere, he's been hospitalized. He has a hand infection. Apparently, it started out as a little cut, and then it turned into this horrible infection. So he had to have surgery, canceled several shows. He will be making those up somewhere down the road, but right now you're not going to see him if you were planning on it.
All
and
right.
Here you go. If this might not be the final word, Steve Perry, he told Rolling Stone magazine that he has no plans at all to record or work with Journey or Neil Sean again.
All right.
He says,
over.
He says, it's just not possible without stirring up hopes of a reunion. He says, please listen to me. I left the band 31 years ago. You can still love someone, but not want to work with them.
Yeah.
And if they only love you because they want to work with you, well, that doesn't feel good either.
Right.
So that's, That's just like makeup sex. You have sex and then you're on your way. That's all. Or divorce sex.
All right.
You know, that once and then you're out. And,
well, good. Now we're done.
Yes, it seems like it, doesn't it? So
Neil, take the hint. He doesn't want to work with you anymore.
Exactly. His new one is out, by the way. His new album's out, by the way. So give it a listen. That is my Pan Flea Deep Take for this hour. You miss anything on this show, it's so simple to catch up. Just check out our podcast at 96.3kklz.com.
6:28 all weekend long. I believe it or not, with everything else going on, as we got out of town for the weekend down to Southern California for that Sammy Hagar beach party.
Yeah.
I was really worried about the beat the broadcasters. I go, hope we do well this weekend.
Well, we didn't do bad, Mike. 9 out of 15.
Wow.
9 out of 15.
I like that.
I've gotten 9. The first week I got 9. Last week I got 9. This week I got 9.
And people should know that Carla is in charge of this now. Yeah. I said, you know what?
Right.
You pick the teams. You didn't go with your Lions.
I did not think that they would beat the Packers. I really did not.
In Detroit.
I just didn't. I know. I'm telling you, the last, and I'll say maybe 5-6 years or so, you cannot predict football. You used to kind of know what teams were going to do going in and what kind of a team they had. You just can't predict it. And I don't bet against my own team. And this, I'm trying to get us points.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's why they say, on any given Sunday.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, just never know. So 9 out of 15, not bad.
If you're out of the running for the entire season, you can win some great weekly prizes.
Sure.
Just by joining Beat the Broadcaster, sponsored by Ford Country. And if you want more details, just text the word football. Do it right now. Text the word football to 702-739-9636. All right, we have a $50 gift card. Qualify you for a 50-inch screen TV. Do that here in about 7 minutes. Got a $50 gift card courtesy of the CW Las Vegas. Plus, anytime you win, you qualify. They're giving you a 50-inch screen TV. Just remember to watch Channel 33 Cox Cable 6 weeknights for premieres and new episodes of Supergirl and Charmed. Kick off of CW's new Sunday night at 8 o'clock. What's that? Oh,
there you go. There you go.
So the phone lines are on hold right now. Yep. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. And then afterwards, start looking for caller number 9 to play the 50 game.
Yep.
It's a new game on the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yes, I promise you'll get through it.
The 50 game. Because it's a $50 gift card.
Yes.
To spend any way you like. Like I said, we'll get through news, traffic, and weather. Dial it up, 702-739-9636. We'll look for caller number 9. Good luck. Carla, we have Mark on the phone. Mark, we're going to play the 50 game for a shot to win a $50 gift card from the CW, plus qualify you for that 50-inch big screen. 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here we go.
All right, Mark. If I have 48 apples, Mike gives me an apple, John gives me an apple, how many apples do I have?
50.
Yes,
you had to think about it, but yes. Now, if I have 5 $10 bills, how many dollars do I have?
50.
Very nice. Now, this is the tough one, so hear me. Hear me on this. Listen up. If a train leaves Pittsburgh at 5 a.m. and a train leaves San Francisco at 9 a.m., how old is the engineer?
50.
Yes! I know that's a tough one. I know.
Mark, even I didn't know where she was going with that. Mark, you got the $50 Visa gift card. Spend it any way you like it from the CW Las Vegas. Plus, you're qualified for that 50-inch big screen TV. Just remember, watch Channel 33 Cox Cable 6 weeknights for premieres, new episodes of Supergirl and Charmed. Kick off CW's new Sunday night, 8 o'clock. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
I got to remember, it's Tuesday. Thanks to Bob Bishop for filling in for us on Monday, yesterday. Always does a great job. The weekend, of course, down to Southern California. Jody wanted to go see Sammy Hagar's High Tide Beach Party.
Right.
With REO Speedwagon, Real Big Fish, and a host of other bands. Big concert.
Quite fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people. 15,000 people.
Jeez, really?
And, you know, when we go somewhere, we always meet new people and we always have a good time. And nothing was different this weekend.
Good.
Met a lot of nice people from all over the place.
That's cool. Did you grab all their phones and download our app?
Yes.
Good. Exactly.
I mean, they're saying, can I listen to you?
Yeah.
You know, here in Los Angeles, can I listen? We met some people from back east that had flown out for the whole thing.
Right. Wow.
I said, yeah, just here you go. Give me your phone.
Yeah, here, I'll fix it
and
for you.
Jody was rolling her eyes like you could do that.
Yeah. A derp. Hello.
So.
Derpity derp derp, Jody.
And it was beautiful weather.
Yeah, good.
I heard good. Here I it was like, kind of cloudy and rainy
yesterday.
I liked
it. Yeah, yesterday. Sunday was a little rainy, but gosh, I sure liked it. Saturday was the most perfect day.
Mm-hmm.
Blue sky, a little bit of clouds. It was just great. It was really nice.
For those people that don't know, Carla actually did a staycation and went to go see Barry Manilow again.
I swear I could see that show every week. I seriously could. He is so good.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good. It's such a fun show.
It really is.
Oh, it was great. And then did the high roller and all that. We forget. We take the city for granted. We really do.
You played tourist.
And I did tour. I even shot craps, Mike.
Did you?
Shot craps. You know when you win money shooting craps when you don't know what you're doing? And then I hadn't played craps in a long time. I still don't know what I'm doing. I've lived, I'm born and raised. Hello. I mean, I originally from northern Nevada. I still don't know how to play craps.
So when you play tourist, do you walk around in the casinos and then stop right in the middle of where you're walking so people behind you can't get around you?
I do know better than that.
Oh, okay.
I do, but I did wear my pajamas down one day, so I...
With a blanket, cuddling a blanket, and just kind of shuffling like
just moving away.
Shoulders rolled over, and you're so tired.
Yes, exactly.
Good
just
for you.
Coffee. Where can I get coffee?
Good job.
Jeez, people.
Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the upper 70s, low 80s tomorrow. 57. Only 57 right now this morning.
Make fun of me for wearing a hoodie, people.
I think so. Few things we think you should know. We'll get to that. We'll do it after The Boss on KKLZ. Carla has a few things we think you should know. She had off to work or school this morning.
Oh, trending. Mega Millions still has not hit, people.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I am not. The drawing is worth $470 million. Lump sum cash payment, $265 million. That drawing is tonight, by the way.
Are people sandbagging it because it's not...
I don't know.
They want it to get bigger and bigger.
I don't know. How much more do you need? I mean, but seriously.
I don't know.
Wow. No, it's just not. Nobody has picked the right numbers.
Okay.
They just have not done it. So hopefully tonight somebody will do it. If not, man, I just might have to drive to the border before the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's all-time record for passing yards last night during the Saints' win over the Redskins. He passed Manning's mark of 71,940 with a 62-yard touchdown.
Who did we pick?
In that game, I believe that I actually picked the Saints that one. Yeah. I think that I did, Mike. I don't know why I did either.
All right.
But, yeah, I think possibly because of Drew Brees. Yeah.
And so he beats out, he breaks Peyton Manning's record.
Right.
Here's Peyton congratulating Drew Brees.
Drew, congratulations on this record. You've done it the right way. All your hard work and dedication have paid off. You and I have come a long way since this picture back in 2000 when you were in college and I was in my third year in the NFL. So, way to go. Proud of you. Good luck the rest of the way.
Nice guy.
That's cool. You know, but deep down, I'm sure he's going out.
Yeah.
Whatever. And big controversy, over airplane seats. Well, the CEO of American Airlines has come out and said, you know what? Crowded planes... they're much more comfortable.
Oh.
Apparently, American pilots are drunk as well, because I don't know who would agree to this, but a lot of
the more people, the more fun.
Sure, that's it. A lot of airlines are now removing a row or two in their planes so people can be a little more comfortable. But yeah,
good.
But CEO, sure. Keep drinking, honey. Keep drinking. You know what? It is Tuesday, by golly. A few things you should know.
I want to throw this out here, Carly. It might be kind of hard to tell, but this is the sound of a no phone policy. Schools in China are really strict about kids with their phones in school. So there's a video of a girl who's gone viral now. This has gone viral, who was caught using her phone. So her teacher has her smash it with a hammer. Geez. Listen to this. So
last one was her tears, by the way.
Just give it one last whack. There you go. Now, mom and dad.
Wow.
I don't know what the rules are here. You say kids can't have phones in the classroom.
No, they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to, but you know they find ways around that.
And if you found out there was a no phone policy, like the kids had to dump their phones off when they went into the classroom.
Right, like at some concerts now.
Right.
Yeah.
Would that bother you?
Yeah. Would you have an issue with that, parents? I mean, I know some of the things that are going to come up, but I don't know. I mean, do you think that maybe they'd be more focused?
Grades would be better?
You know, if there wasn't, a buzzing in their pockets.
Texting going on
constantly,
when it shouldn't be.
Yeah, don't tell me that they're not texting in class. Don't tell me they're not doing that. They cheat a lot of times.
Want to throw it out there. 702-739-9636. Mom and dad, would it bother you if your kid got caught with the phone all of a sudden you hear...
Yeah.
Boom.
Wait, $1,000. The phone was $1,000.
Smash it.
Whoa. Hey.
Talking about this school in China. Really strict about the cell phones. In fact, a video has gone viral with a girl who got caught using hers, and the teacher made her smash it with a hammer. Wow. Can't even imagine the reaction when the parents got the bill for that.
Wait, what? Hold on.
I had to smash my phone.
Oh, man. And I wonder what kind it was, because in China, in many other countries, phones are way more expensive.
Yeah.
They make half of them there, but they're more expensive there than they are here.
Now, mom and dad, if the school district put into policy, hey, no more cell phones in the school. What would your reaction be?
Wow. Well, it's interesting. Rena, she works in the school district. She said, I work in a middle school. Our policy here is they can have their phones on them, but if they take them out, they're confiscated, taken to the dean's office, where a parent must come to pick it up. They can only use their phones during lunch.
Oh.
I'm sure that's all they're doing. Morgan says, you know what? If your kid cheats, or I'm sorry, this is from Mike. If your kid cheats, you know, that's you need to take a good look at your student and your child
and how they're
and what
using
they're learning.
Because
they're using their phones to cheat and get answers and things like that. But, I mean, that's a whole, you know, different subject there, Mike. If your kid's a turd, that's a whole different subject right
got
there.
Other Lying problems.
Turd, yeah.
More so than the phone. So I'm getting an idea here that there is no general rule applied to the Clark County School District about phones in the classroom.
Right. Well, it sounds like they're not supposed to have, they can have them on them, but they are not supposed to take them out.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What the general consensus, I mean, that's the general rule, but they get around it. Now, somebody else here, Teresa said, I am actually just 2 years in college, but when I was in high school, we could not have our phones out. We could have them on us.
Oh.
We could not have them out. I did have one teacher who smacked it out of a kid's hand when he took it out of his pocket. Wow, okay.
Nice.
He was probably fired.
Yeah,
lawsuit,
I'm sure.
The whole bit.
Pete's on the phone. Pete, what were you saying?
I've seen this online. They have like little cubbies that are made out of plastic, and the plastic's not like you put index cards in or whatever so you can see them.
Yeah.
The students have to put their phone in that pouch with their name on it. If their phone is not in that pouch, they are considered absent.
Now, is this here in Las Vegas or
no,
where?
This is somewhere else. Like I said, I just seen it online.
Okay.
It's interesting.
I probably seen it about a year ago.
It's a great idea, actually. That's interesting,
Love
you know?
It, Pete. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks for the call.
You got it.
But I wasn't absent. I was there.
Yeah,
I had my phone in my backpack.
I know. Help me.
Okay, well.
Jeez.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. This topic is blowing up about, we started it out with, the sound of this video in China.
Yeah.
Girl got caught with her phone using it in school, and the teacher made her smash it.
Yeah.
Smash it up.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to know, mom and dad, would that bother you if Clark County School District said from now on, No more phones in the school.
Right.
You're going to have to dump them off when you come in the school or maybe even in the classroom.
Right.
And then after that, you get them back.
Is that a bad thing? Audra says, my daughter's a sophomore in high school. I work for the district. Some of her teachers make them put the phone in cubbies, and others let them keep them and actually use them when their work is finished.
Wow.
In middle school, some teachers confiscate them, but this, I will say, if anyone destroyed her phone, I would go ballistic.
Yeah, I bet.
I get it. Costs money. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael says a coworker of mine told me that her son's school collects phones, but she doesn't believe her child needs one as it is, so doesn't have one. Teacher didn't believe he didn't have a phone and threatened to get him in trouble. Give me your phone. I don't have a phone. Give me your phone.
Okay.
And Tom said, by the way, he said, if they're so strict on phones, who took that video? That kid's the badass.
That would be great. Yeah, I've got to find out that. Mom and Dad, what do you think? Andy's on the phone. Andy, what about you?
I'm not a mom, but, like, I'm a student, so...
Can you have phones in school?
Well, I'm a college student, so we can, but, like, right. I just recently graduated from high school. So I think, like, taking the phones away would be more distracting because, sorry, I'm nervous.
Well, Andy, think of us as your favorite aunt and uncle.
Oh,
that's
see?
What, you're just talking to your favorite aunt and uncle.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's more distracting because they're just thinking about, like, who's texting me? Like, what's going on Twitter? What's going on Instagram?
What am I missing?
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, we do that right in here. You know, when we should be focusing on certain things, it's like, uh-oh, right. I got a text. Hold on, this one's calling.
So let me ask you, when you were in high school, were you not supposed to have your phones in class?
Well, some teachers allowed it because, like, they're trying to incorporate more technology in classroom because, like, technology is so, like, it's evolving so much that, like it's at some point they're going to, like, it's going to be needed.
So there's no rule. There's no generic rule. It's kind of like depending on who's your teacher. So there could be very much a rule that says, hey, from now on, Clark County School District, no phones.
Right. Well, I get now, too, and sadly, in the age of you know, school lockdowns and things like that, parents want to know their kids are okay.
Well, that would be the argument on these.
Exactly.
One of the arguments from mom or dad. Andy, thanks a lot for the call, and have a good day.
Thank you.
It's time to play the Grand in Your Hand contest.
I want the cash.
Show me the money, honey.
On 96.3 AKLZ Las Vegas.
Vegas, let's do it. Grab your share of $150,000 in this Beasley Media Group multi-market contest. This hour's code word, Apple.
Apple. A-P-P-L-E, Apple.
That's how you spell Apple for your chance to win $1,000. You enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or hopefully you have that new free KKLZ app on your phone. If you don't download it, again, it is free. Texting, tweeting, that type of stuff does not work this time. The app is the easiest way to go.
Don't forget, you still have a few more minutes, and the word is Apple, A-P-P-L-E, Apple, to enter through our free app or right through the website, 96.3kklz.com. Put a grand in your hand. We'd love a Vegas winner this morning.
Be nice.
So make sure you do that. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the upper 70s. And then tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. High in the low 80s. It's only about 60 right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
Dolly Parton says she has had to stop business meetings many, many times because of this.
Entertainment news after Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
In a recent interview, Jimmy Fallon told the New York Post that he almost became a priest instead of, you know, an actor, a singer, you know, everything else, a musician.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I loved it. I love the whole idea of it. Dressing up, the smell of incense. I love the whole thing. I think a lot of young boys, especially, you know, maybe over 40 or so, that was a cool thing. It's like you get to dress up, you get to drink wine the whole bit, and then you find out I can't what? Oh. Oh, yeah.
I wanted to be one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought the same thing. How cool. I love the smell of the incense.
Right.
You're drinking the wine.
Yeah.
You get to live at the church.
Right.
They buy, and our priest.
You don't have to pay rent?
No.
Yeah, and, exactly.
And you never see the landlord, really.
No.
You get a car.
Yeah. Come and go as you please.
And everybody wanted you over for dinner.
Yes, exactly.
I thought that is the cool. And then with everything that you wore during the mass.
Right. Yeah. I like the purple.
Yeah.
That's not good, but I like the purple. Yeah, I gotta write something each week, though.
What?
Oh, no, 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 no. Wow. Jack Quaid is his name. He's the 26-year-old son of Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid. Well, he's seen a lot of his parents' movies, but up till now, he had never seen When Harry Met Sally. He said, I didn't see it because my mom had that, you know, famous big O scene, he said, and I didn't really jump to watch that film. Well, he is actually in a new romantic comedy that he's been cast in, and he thought, you know, I should watch it because it's basically the romantic comedy. He said, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I kind of got teary-eyed afterwards because I was so proud of her. He said, I immediately called her, and I said, I'm so sorry I missed this movie. She said, well, I've seen it like once, so... A lot of actors and actresses don't see their stuff.
Because they move on.
Right, they work.
And they move on and probably don't have the chance
or
whatever.
It's not like us, Mike, where we listen to every one of our shows over and over. And was that great? Well, that was fantastic. No, 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 no.
Jody.
Oh, God.
Jody caught me over the weekend. I was just by myself and she was sleeping and got up and she goes, okay, so you're listening to you.
Well,
really?
It's called air checking. We have
That's
to air
all.
Check. Yes, we have to air check.
Okay.
Not because we think we're so, but we aren't good. No, no, no. And Dolly Parton, she says she's had to stop business meetings so men can stare at her chest.
What?
Yes. She said everyone wants to look. I understand. Guys would want to look, but I'd have to say in business meetings, you know what? I'll give you a minute to look at these. But then I want you to listen to what I have to say because I'm here to make money for all of us. And boom, what? Okay, money. They would pay attention. It's Dolly Parton. I mean, come on.
What was the classic line from Johnny Carson who said, I would never ask, but I'd give a year's salary just to take a peek?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, see? It's all about the money.
Well, I'm sure when she walks into the room.
I mean, they're obvious. That's something that, you know.
Right.
How do you divert? I mean, it's hard to divert. It
and
really
if it's
is.
The first time.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, I'm like me. Hey, 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 my boobs are down here. They're down here. That's my painfully deep take for this hour. If you miss anything on our show. No.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla congratulating Diane Nussbaum, the latest winner of $1,000. Her reaction when she found out.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. I almost didn't answer my phone. I was out of the room, and I just heard it at the last second. Oh, how fabulous. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to pick up the phone if
you
it rings.
You do. Thank you for the reminder, Diane. Yeah, pick it up.
If you enter the contest, if somebody should call you from a number you don't recognize, about 25 minutes after that, pick it up. What do you have to lose?
Right, if it's a bill collector, you can hang up.
Another $1,000 winner. If you could hire anybody to sing happy birthday to you, who would it be? Who would it be? Think about it. Out of all your favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno Mars had a birthday yesterday, hired Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
To sing happy birthday to him, and this video has gone viral. Listen to this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Paul McCartney?
Happy birthday, dear two-time Super Bowl performing Bruno. Happy birthday to you.
That's it?
I know.
That's it?
Okay.
Pick up your stick at the door.
Happy birthday to you.
Cut it off. I think I would, you know, if you have Ed Sheeran singing happy birthday,
mm-hmm.
I want it more of a little bit of how he sounds.
Yeah, exactly. Give me
I don't know why people change when they...
The Ed Sheeran rendition.
There you go.
Of happy birthday.
With the beatbox and the whole thing going on.
Yeah, something cool. Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. Wow. It'd be somebody kind of cool, though, I think.
Wouldn't it be for you, Barbara Streisand? I thought about this.
Well, of course, that was my number one choice, yeah.
But not her just going, happy birthday.
No, I want the real Barbara.
Yeah.
Full orchestra.
Oh, my God, I want the real Barbara. That's what I'm not just going to sing happy birthday.
You know, like she would sing Evergreen or something.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I want the big full-on with Marvin Hamlisch, the band, not Marvin, I guess, but the band behind her.
Well, I don't know how much you have to pay Barbara Streisand to say happy birthday.
You know what? If she's doing it, she's doing it.
All
no
right.
half-assed happy birthday.
Right. John, what about you?
I think I would enjoy Billy Idol singing happy birthday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There that would go. Rock.
That would rock.
And then we'll do some shots and then sing White Wedding.
Yeah. And I have no doubt John would post pictures on Facebook being downtown at this bar.
Yes, that's
Pioneer
right.
Saloon.
Sign behind
not
me.
Taking Billy Idol downtown for my birthday party. If I'm paying him, he's coming to my house to sing. That's where the pictures will originate. Then I will go out.
With a Billy Idol flag in the background.
Yeah. Yes, that's absolutely. Right.
My Billy Idol flat brim hat.
Billy Idol t-shirt, got the merch, John's own merch tent.
If I can make back some money for what I have to pay him to sing, why not?
Anybody else, if you could have anybody sing happy birthday to you, who would it be? 702-739-9636. Talk or text. We'd love to hear who would it be for you. If you could have someone, like a big rocker or something like that, sing you happy birthday.
Right.
Who would it be? Now, Bruno Mars hired Ed Sheeran to sing happy birthday to him.
Right.
But it's Ed Sheeran.
Well, there wasn't much to it. Kelly said Rick Springfield would be the one. Rob said it has to be Marilyn Monroe. Well, good luck with that, Rob. Lori said Sammy Hagar, who you just saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's who Jody would pick.
Well, and I'm sure the same thing. She said, I'd like that. And then we'd party afterwards with him. Right?
As long as Michael Anthony was on base.
Yeah, that's right. Just walking around with him. Tina, any member of Duran Duran can sing happy birthday to me or anything else they want to sing.
Hey,
likes
now.
Duran Duran. Jamie Fenton. Oh, see, now Jamie said Mike and Carla doing kazoo. Happy birthday.
What?
Get out.
Do you have your kazoo?
I do. Thank you.
We just have to jazz it up a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I was thinking about who it'd be for me, and we had just talked to her, Ann Wilson.
Oh.
I think it would have to be her, like an unplugged thing, and then and
with your lip quiver.
Yeah,
it's Ann Wilson.
You know, and when she sings alone and that hits that.
So, oh, man.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that'd be really cool. That'd be really cool. Oh, and call us back.
I wish I made money so I could afford stuff. That would be so good. I mean, if I could afford it, I would hire Sammy Hagar for Jody.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Like to surprise her.
Do a backyard party.
Something like
right?
that.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
God, and I should have picked something else to do. Trying to put a grand in your hand in less than an hour from now. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. 10 o'clock. Be listening for that. Find out why one guy burned down his own house.
Oh, jeez.
That and other stories coming up.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Las Vegas Southwestern Women's Expo. That's happening later this month, the 20th through the 21st, at the Pavilion Ballroom at the Rio All Suite Casino Resort. Guy in Kentucky burned down his own house on Saturday. Told the cops it was to, quote, get rid of the memories. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but he was arrested for second-degree arson.
And it was in Kentucky.
Yeah.
So no offense to anyone who owns a home.
In the bluegrass state.
Yes.
But I'm sure he had his reasons.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what? Sometimes breakups are hard.
Breathe.
Exhale.
And start all over again. New survey found that we hit our confidence peak at around 12:30 in the afternoon.
Oh,
well, that's
okay.
Just great for us.
Well, yeah, well, I'm napping. 12:30, pretty confident I'm napping. Jeez, what? Lincoln County, Kentucky, deputy arrested Heather Owens after she broke into an officer's home, cleaned the house, and then took a shower and a nap in her bed. This is the officer's house.
Oh.
Yeah, Erica Sampson, she's the deputy. She said, I was stunned. I got home, found Heather in my bedroom.
Yeah. For some, that might be a good day.
Yeah, exactly. She said, but the house was clean.
Yeah.
Dogs didn't bark. So I thought, well, what? That's all you did? You took a shower and slept in my bed? Nothing was missing. But she did call the authorities to have her hauled out. It's probably 12:30. She was feeling pretty confident. Jeez. In Manchester, England, the police busted a thief. Listen to this. That we could do with this here. After he left his DNA on a piece of ham, Mike.
Oh.
He ransacked a hospital office and then he raided the fridge and he left a scrap of ham on the ground when he absconded with the ham.
Well, you know me, that hurts me.
I know. Officers were able to identify him after they tested the piece of ham. They found DNA on the ham. I can't get him to take fingerprints when my house was actually robbed and broken into, but
they put a piece of ham in a plastic bag.
Listen, yes.
And took it to the laboratory.
With their gloves. Listen to this. They arrested him a month later at a grocery store. I just see him thinking, what? Excuse me, you, sir, with the pimento loaf? Come with us.
Put it down.
Come with us. Oh, my God. It is Tuesday. Only Tuesday. That's your other news.
We wrap up every morning show with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Wow, a 44-year-old woman in North Dakota left town for a week last month. She has cancer. She had to go through some treatment. Well, her community decided to help her out, and they renovated her whole house while she was gone.
What?
Yeah. Her friends were just planning on putting in some new floors she had talked about needing.
Yeah.
But then about 75 people said, you know what? We all want to help, too. You know, she's a good woman. All of that. 44 years old, very young. So they renovated one of the bathrooms, and they thought, well, let's replace these light fixtures. Let's paint, and let's do the yard as well. And, oh, she needs a new furnace. They did everything.
Wow.
Everything. So, yeah, how nice to come back after having to, you know, go through chemo, radiation, and all that stuff to a beautifully renovated new home.
That is
very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
See, that's what that's good neighbors cool. do and good
I
friends
know.
Do.
Wow. Can you imagine coming home, though? What? The, whoa, hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
I thought I just left the key under the rock. What happened?
And, you know, once they do one thing, they probably thought, like you said, well, let's just change the light fixtures. We're here.
Somebody,
one thing led to another, and before you know it, they have a whole renovated house.
A friend of mine once said, don't... And it's and you know this. Don't change out a pillow. Don't change out just one picture. You got to redo the whole room.
The
whole room.
Well, if you have good a feel-good story you want us to hear about and read on the air, man, email it to us. Submit
Please
it through
do.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Okay, I'm holding. What you got there?
Boy, oh boy.
I know.
Notes everywhere. I'm like Mr. Green Jeans or something. Jeez. Before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Knab, plan your trip at visitsouthernutah.com. Just remember, anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up by downloading a podcast of the condensed version of the show, plus entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Wendy Rush coming in next. Your next shot to put a grand in your hand. Like we told you before, 10 a.m., top of the hour, she'll have another code word for you. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And we're going to be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.